Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name, but more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent.
Try Gain Flings today with special savings at Family Dollar.
Last time on Observe and Report.
Something's not right about this.
Nothing is right about this.
Those soldiers knew exactly where to find the shuttle, even though no one told them. You don't find that odd?
So they tracked us on radar. The shuttle wasn't cloaked, remember?
There's more to it than that. They didn't seem surprised at all when they saw the shuttle. And how did they know how to open the hatch?
Ugh, come on, you obstreperous thing.
How's it coming along?
These Earth components are different from what I'm accustomed to.
No way.
Yeah, if only there was someone who could assist me.
Don't look at me. You know way more about this stuff than I do.
And if we ask a human to help us, they'll question what we're up to. We can't let anyone find out where we're from.
Hey, what if it's someone that already knows we exist?
You have someone in mind?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I do.
Welcome to Observe and Report Season 1, Episode 3, Silence the Witness.
So let me get this straight. You know about this guy because you were spying on him.
Observing.
And you think he can help us because he discovered our deep space comms frequency?
Which is encrypted, so he can't actually hear what we're saying.
And we're supposed to locate him how precisely?
Part of an observer's job is to memorize all the target's personal information for cross-referencing with other persons of interest.
Meaning?
I know his address. 6302 Elmer Avenue, North Hollywood, California, 91606.
And where's that precisely?
I don't know, but I think those yellow cars do.
How do you know?
That human that came out of Ed's electronics got in one and recited an address, then it drove away.
And we're going to what? Just unexpectedly arrive at this guy's house and say, "Hello, surprise, it's us, the aliens. We need to borrow your radio."
We'll figure something out.
So how do we procure one of those yellow cars?
Easy. You just stick your thumb out like this, and one will drive up to you.
Okay. Nothing's happening.
That's how the other human did it.
Perhaps we're not using the right technique.
What other way is there to do it?
Let's head back towards the city. Perhaps someone there will assist us.
You ladies looking for a ride?
Yeah. Can you help us?
Where are you headed?
6302 Elmer Avenue, North Hollywood, California.
North Hollywood? Man, that's an hour away. Well, a couple good-looking ladies like yourself, I suppose I got nothing better to do. What kind of compensation might a fine young man like myself get out of this good deed?
Compensation?
This is L.A., baby. Ain't nothing free.
I'm not a baby.
You ladies, you ain't from around here, are you?
Is it that obvious?
It's all right, though. John is going to take good care of you. I might need some sugar, though, if you know what I mean.
What does he mean?
I don't know, but just go with it. We need a ride.
We appreciate your help, Johnny.
Well, all right then. What did you say the address was again?
6302 Elmer Avenue, North Hollywood, California.
Please form a single line and prepare to show your identification.
Name, please.
Zeri
Mara. ID?
8-2157.
Sir? Sir, you can't take those.
Only one bag per family.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Please remain calm while your weekly allowance is distributed.
This area is now under lockdown. All citizens must return to their homes immediately.
Come on, let's get out of here.
What about the food?
Just dump it and take off.
This area is now under lockdown. All citizens must return to their homes immediately.
Hey, wait!
Citizens must be turned
Stop.
To the home immediately.
Stop! Wait! Give that back!
Stay away!
It's mine!
My family is starving!
Give it back! No!
Lockdown will be enforced in 28 seconds. Any citizen still outside at that time will be apprehended.
Hey, I need that food. Hey, wait!
Lockdown 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Visiting today. Please enjoy the music while you work.
Mom.
Sounds like there's a riot out there. Did everything go okay?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Would you mind making me up some dinner? I'd do it, but my head is killing me.
When are you gonna see a doctor?
I'm just so tired.
Here.
Oh, thank you. Where's yours?
Oh, I already ate.
Oh, okay, good.
I'll be in my room studying.
Okay, if I need anything, I'll call for you.
Hey there. I got your message. It's really good to hear your voice. Let's see, on Earth, the year is 2004. I guess that means that you'll be listening to this in 2009. Man, it drives me crazy being 5 years behind. It was 5 years ago when you sent me that message. You were just 9 years old. Now you'll be 20 when you get this message. It's hard to know what to say. I mean, anything can happen in 11 years. I hope you're healthy. I hope you're happy. I hope your mom's still getting the money. Look after your mom, okay? I mean, I know I haven't been exactly the husband she wanted or deserved. Man. Gosh, 11 years. You'd think it wouldn't be hard to know what to say. Okay, so the other day I was observing a family that went on a road trip. And man, it was a disaster. A tire blew out on their RV. Oh, an RV is what? It's like a miniature house on wheels that you can drive around. Here on Earth, it's not like Aletheia. There's a lot of open spaces, you know? It's not so developed. Although it is moving that direction. But people on Earth, they get in their cars and their RVs, and just for fun, they go somewhere new. Usually somewhere where there aren't a lot of people. And they just go to live there for a few days for fun. That's going to sound crazy to you. There aren't really places to do that sort of thing back home. I don't even know how to describe it. I mean, there's these big mountains where the ground kind of rises up and back down. And there's trees, these brown things that grow out of the ground, and they have green things called leaves on them and flowers. Flowers of all kinds of colors. And some of them grow fruits like peaches and apples that you can just pull right off the tree and eat. I gotta tell you, the flavor really puts DNCs to shame. Then there's these rivers, big ruts in the ground full of water that's constantly flowing. And they gather up into big bodies of water called lakes and oceans. Wouldn't believe how much water there is on this planet. And the planet, it spins, you see. Not like Aletheia, where one side always faces the star. No matter where you live on Earth, there's a cycle of daytime and nighttime constantly changing. And then there's seasons where it'll get rainy, then really hot. And then it'll cool down and all the leaves turn brown and yellow and fall off the trees. And then it gets really cold and water falls out of the sky because it evaporates, you see, and gathers in the sky. And then when it cools back down, it condenses and falls. But in the winter, it actually freezes while it's falling, and it comes down as ice, little flakes of ice called snow. And kids go outside and pack the snow together and throw it at each other and build snow people with it. Sorry, I guess I'm getting a little carried away, but I mean, sure, they don't have the technology we have, but there would definitely be some perks to life on planet Earth. Compared to Aletheia's planets, I mean, it's almost like someone gave all the good stuff to Earth and turned it into a paradise to enjoy, and left all the other planets with nothing. Space Corps is afraid our presence will disrupt the development of their species. So we just get to sit here and watch. Sometimes I feel like maybe I'm losing my mind. Well, listen, Zuri. I know you've been able to only see me once in your life. And I know I don't write you often enough, but I want you to know that, well, that I'm proud of you. You might not understand how I could be proud of you when I haven't seen you in 11 years, but I am, and I love you. You'll always be my daughter. I hope someday I'll get to see you a lot more often. Well, I guess I gotta get back to work. Listen, I love you, and I look forward to your next message, okay? Take care of yourself.
Min. Hey, Min.
Asleep. Oh my gosh.
We're here. You can get up now.
What time is it? Almost 0600.
You ladies awake yet?
Is this it?
Welcome to North Hollywood, baby. Johnny always delivers his word.
What are you eating?
Don't you know what a cinnamon roll is when you see one? I picked up some on the way here. I told you I might need some sugar.
Oh, that's what she meant.
You didn't think I meant? Oh, gracious, no.
What? Nothing.
Ugh, that smells heavenly. Can I have one?
I got two for each of you. You looked hungry.
Johnny, we can't thank you enough.
Yeah, you're one of a kind.
If you're ever back in that Rio looking for a good time, just look me up. We can go bowling or roller skating or surfing. You name it.
We'll remember. Thanks, Johnny.
Y'all take care now.
Bye.
Wow. I hope everyone else we meet will be as nice as him.
Yeah, me too. So this is where Alan lives, huh?
Look, just let me do all the talking, okay?
I'm not gonna say a word.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It is 0600. He might still be asleep.
Based on his typical routine, he actually hasn't gone to bed yet.
And the dockmaster's calling the bridge right now about a missing shuttle. Well, I guess he's not here. Let's go.
Stay.
Just a minute.
It's 6 a.m. What the? Oh, hey. Can I help you? Wait, what are you wearing?
Reinforced fabric alloy crew uniforms. Thanks for noticing.
Oh my gosh.
Really? Can I feel?
Okay.
Okay. Hey there, Alan.
Wait, how do you know my name?
From the Google.
I'm not on Google.
Are you sure? Because I just searched famous ufologists, and you...
Who said I was a ufologist?
Look, we're, long ways away from home.
Like, really far away.
Can we maybe come inside and use your restroom?
Mira?
Sure. I mean, you'll have to wait a minute. It's sort of messy. Not that I'm messy. I just mean, well, hold on.
Why didn't I just clean up the last week like I was going to?
Hey! What just happened?
I have no idea.
I thought you were going to say anything.
I wasn't, but then...
Yeah, you can come in. Make yourselves comfortable.
Thanks, Alan.
Would you guys like something to drink? I have throwback. Mountain Dew?
That must be a lot of work to collect.
What?
The dew from the mountain must take a lot of time to collect.
Does she not know about Mountain Dew?
I guess not.
All right, seriously though, what are you guys doing here? I don't get a lot of female visitors. Not that girls don't like me or anything. I mean, don't get me wrong, girls would like to visit me if I knew any girls, at least. No, not that I don't know any girls, it's just, okay, I don't get out much, you know?
Alan, you don't need to be so nervous.
I'm not nervous. Are you nervous? No, this is just my normal way that I talk.
We're just here because we heard you know about radio frequencies and stuff.
Yeah, can you educate us about your radio frequency equipment?
We're really into science.
And space.
And UFOs.
And conspiracy theories.
Okay, why don't I show you around? This is my science cave.
Wow. What?
Nothing, I just, That's not the reaction I thought a girl would have when she saw this room.
Maybe you shouldn't assume all girls are the same.
So, I have a couple ham radios, a CB, a couple scanners, all linked to the 10-foot antenna on the roof.
Wait, so you can, like, talk to aliens with these?
Look, I'm not a circus show, okay? If you're just here to make fun of me...
No!
I mean, come on. Aliens? You guys don't actually believe in that stuff, right? I mean, that would be...
crazy.
So can you communicate with people in space with this stuff?
Yeah. If we're tuned to the right frequency and it's not encrypted, absolutely.
Can we try it?
Sure, why not? I'll just fire it up and let's see what we can hear. But I'll warn you.
It's usually not as interesting as it sounds. It's pretty simple, really. You just turn this dial and sweep across the frequency spectrum. When you hear something, you stop.
Have you ever found anything?
Sure. I found lots of interesting things. Mostly naturally occurring radiation signals.
But have you discovered anything really special?
Okay, who are you, really? I mean, who does this? Who just shows up at someone's house because they want to learn about radio frequencies? Did the FBI send you? Are you from the Department of Energy?
You want us to answer all of those questions? In that order? What's that?
What's what?
That thing just started shaking.
Yeah, it's my phone. My mom's calling me.
Oh. You should definitely answer that.
It's okay, I can call it back later.
Alan, if you blow off your mother, you may regret it for the rest of your life. Take the call!
Okay. You are the strangest girls I have ever met. Not that I've met a lot of girls.
Alan?
Hello?
Are you there?
Hey, Ma.
When are you gonna come to visit? I never see you anymore.
Mom?
Good. Let's find the communications frequency while he's distracted. Maybe he wrote it down on one of these notes. You check while I scan for frequencies.
I can't read.
What? Written English isn't part of the placement prereqs for engineers. I wasn't exactly planning on visiting the surface. Okay, fine. You scan, I'll read. That's interesting. What? He has a recipe here for Mandarin chicken. Focus. I think I found something. 9522853 6 kilohertz. It's definitely something. So how do we get through to them? The spacecore distress signal? Let's try it. Wait, if we broadcast on the deep space communications, it'll go straight to the bridge. So? All shortwave frequencies get automatically routed to the observation deck for analysis. Dad will be in the observation deck by now. Maybe we'll get a hold of him directly.
You're still trying to avoid getting in trouble, aren't you?
Either way, I'd rather explain our situation to my father than Captain Fiera.
Alan could come back any second. We might only have time to try one.
Shortwave. Mira, trust me on this.
Shortwave it is. Does it matter what frequency?
No. Just stop somewhere around 150 gigahertz.
Okay, done.
Entering the distress signal.
Receiving your distress signal. Please identify. Is this...
It's your dad!
Dad?
Zuri?
It's me.
Do you realize how late you are for your shift?
Dad?
I may be your father, but I am also your boss, which means you're held to the same standards as everyone else on this observation deck.
Dad!
And another thing. Wait. Are you talking to me through a signal that's coming from Earth?
Alan! I'm worried about you! You're 29 years old, and you still don't have a girlfriend. When are you going to get married? It's time.
Mom.
I need grandbabies to spoil. You don't want to deprive your dear, sweet mother of grandbabies, do you?
Mom.
What am I supposed to tell the girls down at the club? Oh, that reminds me.
President Trump was threatening to take the tax return fight to the Supreme Court just days after a top Democrat formally requested 6 years of his return. The president is fighting back, pushing a false narrative that he cannot release taxes because they're under armed troopers. Meanwhile, President Trump is pulling out money on shutting down the southern border. If he would close it,
it was ridiculous.
Giving Mexico a... Zuri, how could this happen?
It's a long story, Dad. Right now, we just need you to help us get back to the canvas.
Okay, I'll figure something out. Stay hidden and don't talk to any humans.
No, of course. I would never do that, Dad.
Hey, did you hear that?
What?
What's going on? Was that Mira?
Hold on. Hey, who are you talking to just now?
That talking box just mentioned Glenn Washington. Isn't that the farmer we saw at the crash site?
Hello?
Crash site? Alan? Wait, what's going on here?
Is that a girl in your apartment?
Zuri, who was that?
Hold on. Everyone be quiet!
Up next, an interview with a local farmer who claims that a UFO crash landed in his field last night. More details when we return.
Zuri, who did you talk to?
No one. Dad, just...
You're talking to your dad?
A guy named Alan.
Wait, what frequency are you
on? Alan? As in the ufologist you've been observing?
Observing? I knew there was something strange going on. I want both of you out of my house right now.
Shut up, Alan.
Shut up? This is my house.
Dad, listen. This is extremely important. I need you to go get Dash and tell him to shut down the CNN broadcast.
Zuri, you know that interference with humans is strictly forbidden.
We've already interfered. Now we need to undo it. I know Dash. He can disguise it as an equipment malfunction.
No interference, Zuri. We can't risk compromising OPSEC to cover up your mess.
It's not just my mess, Dad. It's all of Space Corps. Aletheia.
Zuri, the last time a supposed alien ship crashed, the whole thing was dismissed as a hoax. This time will be no different.
But that time it was a hoax. This is real.
Dash, come here.
Zuri? You're on Earth?
No time to explain, Dash. Shut down the CNN broadcast.
No. Zuri, I could lose my job.
Dash, listen, I know you. You can cover up the signal crash, scrub the computer logs, make it like it never happened.
Zuri, I don't know.
I'll bring you cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers?
And fries.
Keep talking.
Milkshakes, chocolate, strawberry.
One network crash coming right.
Coming to you live from Shadow Farms, Ventura.
Wow, that really was fast.
What? What was fast?
You already hacked the network. You're amazing.
Zuri? I didn't hack the network yet.
Dad, I'm sorry. I've gotta go.
Zuri, wait! Dash, monitor all frequencies. Watch for the distress signal. We have to leave the radio behind, so we'll improvise in the field the next time we need to make contact.
Zuri, wait!
What's going on?
Glenn's in trouble, and it's our fault.
Your fault.
And we need to get to him before Captain Sharp does. Alan, we need to brow your car.
Wait, back up. So are you two...
Yeah.
Like, real from outer space?
Yes, try to keep up.
Where are you from?
There's no time for that. Car, now.
Sure. Hijack my radio, drink all my Mountain Dew, and take my car. Strange alien women.
But you offered us the Mountain Dew.
And there's no way this is due. It's loaded with sugar. Perhaps in the future you should offer your guests a more nutritious beverage. I recommend Nutritional Supplement 19.
Shall I arrange a private jet for you as well?
Oh, would you?
Sarcasm, Mira.
Thanks for listening to Observe and Report, starring Felicia Hebner as Zuri, Megan McMulkin as Mira, Christopher Edwards as Alan, Jeff LaFortune as Agent Sharp, Jeff Scalf as Garrus, Marcus Kolick as Johnny, Jamie Osting as Dolores, and Jake Spencer as Dash. Also featuring the voices of Andre DeMond, Tatiana Yerxa, Demetrius Watson, Michael Hoffert, Chris Roberts, Michael Tevis, Jake Beam, and Ron Hossack. This episode featured the song Take Off by J Tactics, whose music can be found on SoundCloud. That's spelled J Tactic 5. Observe and Report was written, produced, directed, and composed by Nate Fisher, and is also produced by Andre DeMond, Michael Tevis, Richard Fisher, Ann Fisher, and Kyle Manasco. For more information or to support Observe and Report, please visit our website at observeandreportpodcast.com.
Anyone see anything?
Negative.
Nothing to report.
Just a dude peeing in the alley there, boss.
What about you, Jones?
There's too much EM interference in the city. If E.T.'s out here, his signal is being masked.
All right, let's move to the next AO.
Sir, priority message coming through. It's the commander.
My ears only.
Special Agent Sharp, is this line secure?
Of course, Commander. To what do I owe the pleasure?
Intel got a hit on your witness.
The farmer?
He's threatening to go public about your little rendezvous.
What's the move?
Eliminate the threat.
Sir...
We can't risk OPSEC.
Sir, this man was a Marine colonel.
You have your orders, Captain.
Sir, I think we should bring him in.
Handle this, or I'll find someone who will.
We'll get it done.
Report to me when it's finished.
Now through October 13th, you can join Planet Fitness for just $1 down, $10 a month. With free fitness training and most clubs open 24 hours, it's the most convenient place to get that big fitness energy. Join for just $1 down, $10 a month, no commitment, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 13th. See Home Club for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.